Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Sunday. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. And truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where He is, we may be also. And so we thank God for another Sunday, another fourth Sunday, where we can get together and lift up the name of Jesus. And it's He who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that He would draw all men unto Himself. And so we thank God that He's still growing, He's still drawing. And we thank God for the time that He drew us and we were saved and sealed. And we thank God for His saving and sealing power through the blood of Jesus. Another day that we can give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we're going to do that today. We haven't come for any fashion, form, or show. But we've come simply to give God the glory for the great things, for the great things that He has done. I'm going to open up this morning with a word of prayer. I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes if she would lead us in prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Sykes.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Father, we come this morning with grateful hearts, thanking You for another opportunity to lift our voices in praise to You. We invoke the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in this worship experience on this morning. Father, we acknowledge that You are God, and You are God, the creator and the sustainer of life. So thank You, God, for being our strong tower. Thank You for Your hand of protection. Thank You for looking beyond all of our faults and supplying all of our needs. Father God, we thank You for continuing to keep our families and loved ones. We thank You for Your healing virtues. So many times, God, You have healed us and You are still healing us, whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. So, Father, we thank You for Your word this morning. We thank You because Your word is truth, power, and strength. Continue to give us more of Your divine wisdom and revelation knowledge of Your word, an understanding of Your word, and a spirit of discernment. And, Father, we know that we are in difficult and challenging times that we're facing right now, but we also trust and know that You are a prayer-answering God. After all we've been through, and yet we're still going through, we still, Father God, we still have joy on this morning, Father. And so, Father, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so we just thank You, Father, and we gather this morning just to praise Your holy and righteous name. And, Father, we come lifting up our petitions to You this morning. We pray, O God, this morning for our nation, and we pray for our world this morning. We pray for all of our churches and all of our pastors and all of our servant leaders on this morning. We pray for all communities and all of our families, including all bereaved families this morning, God. And, Father, we pray for those that are in the hospitals and those that are convalescing at home this morning, Father. Oh, God, we pray for our children and all of our youth today, and we pray for our teachers and our guardians and all of the parents, Father God, and the school administrators, Father God. Father, we pray for all of our prayer warriors this morning and all of our senior citizens. And, oh, God, we pray for those that are in leadership, Father. Touch their hearts and their minds and their spirits this morning, Father. We pray for President Donald Trump, Vice President Pence, and all of their cabinet members. We pray this morning for President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and their families this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray for our pastor this morning, Pastor Anthony B. Kason, Sr., and First Lady Kason, and the Heart of God Baptist Church family, Father God. We just pray for mankind everywhere, Father, this morning. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe. Lord, you are good, and your mercy, it endures forever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In spite of what it looks like or what it feels like, God, we just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness to us. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, Father. Thank you because you are still God, and beside you there is none other, Father God. There is none like you, Father. We love and adore you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Father, we magnify and glorify your name this morning, Father God, because you and you alone are worthy, Father God. And so we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise on this day, Father God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will and rejoice and be glad in it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray this morning. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God, amen, for that fervent prayer. Thank God we can get together and pray and celebrate what God has done. We know that God is a prayer-answering God. So we thank Reverend Sykes for that fervent prayer this morning. We want to go to our hymnal this morning, hymn number 38. And, you know, on last week we asked everyone if they would just keep a journal of the blessings that God has given them, things that they're thankful for. And the reason we asked that on last week was because when you are thankful, that means that you are grateful. One of the definitions of thankful or thanks is being grateful. And when you're grateful, what that does is help yourself, and it allows you to focus on how good someone or God has been to you. And when you focus on the good, what that does is it helps to offset the desires onset of loneliness, anxiety, depression. And during these times, we have to make sure that we are continuing to focus on combating the effects of the times that we live in that can create anxiety, depression, and worry, and those type of things. And so what we have to do is we have to use the tools that are available to us amen, to be able to combat these things, anxiety, depression, worry. We have to use the tools that God has given us to be able to combat these things, because all of us are human, and in as much faith as we have and as strong as we are, we need to understand in our humanness, if we don't do the things that we are equipped with or available to us, the tools that we have, and anyone is susceptible to falling into the temptation or the testing of depression, anxiety, worrying, those type of things. And so one of the tools that God has given us to be able to combat them is the tool of thanksgiving. And we say that because we're coming up on what we traditionally call the Thanksgiving Day and all the traditions that go along with Thanksgiving and all of the traditions of the beginning of the holiday season. And because of the global pandemic that we are in the midst of right now, many of our traditional holiday things that we do and share with each other and family and friends have been greatly curtailed. And so because of that, the humanness has the ability to cause us to worry, to cause us to have anxiety, to cause us to have depression, to cause us to get in a situation where we're overly tired. But God's tools allows us to be able to combat that. And one of the things is to give thanks. And when we give thanks, we find out, amen, truly how God is good in spite of what's going on in our lives. We remember how good God is in spite of the things that are transpiring right now. And one of the things that we do is we know that the loved ones that we had time to spend with, whether it was they're still here or they passed on. I'm reminded today is the first year anniversary of my mother when she passed on to be with the Lord. But I give thanks to God because of the great memories that we had and that we shared with her during this time of preparation of Thanksgiving and going to the store. And she would ask me to buy things or bring things, and watching her at the table as she prepared food. And the same thing with my dad as he prepared pies every year, and she prepared clean greens. And, you know, she would ask me to go to the market because that's where the fresh, I don't know if you all know about chitlins, the fresh chitlins were. And we used to call them wrinkle steaks. But anyway, we'd go to the market and she would clean them up real good. And all those type of things that, you know, I'm thankful for, and they bring back memories of good times. And so we have to be careful not to always focus on the things that are negative right now that we're living in, but use the tool of thanksgiving in your life. Write it down. Thankful for how mom taught me how to make potato salad. Thankful for how dad taught me how to make sweet potato pie. Thankful for how the church would get together and sing the songs of praise and thanksgiving. Thankful for the sermons that the ministers preach. So thankful for the children as they put on their Christmas plays and their Christmas outfits. Thankful for the watch night services that we experienced. Thankful for the times where we were able to just spend together and talk to each other and not talk about a whole lot of things, but to smile and laugh and enjoy each other. Those type of things allow you to remember the good times. And what that does is that helps to lift you out of your area of depression or worry or anxiety. It helps you to understand that God has been good and that God doesn't change and God is still good. And even if my loved one is no longer with me or I can't get to him, I can remember the goodness of God and how he blessed us to be able to experience good times together. And that will give you the hope that you'll be able to endure, the faith that you will be able to make it through until the situation changes that you're in now. And so that's why I said just write it down. Even if you type it in your phone or write it down in your memory, what you're thankful for that day. And it will help you to be able to make it through difficult times. Amen? And so that's one of the songs we wanted to sing today. And it's a song that the church used to sing. And it's called Count Your Blessings, number 38 if you have a hymnal in your hymnal. And it just says count your blessings. And the reason that the songwriter wrote it, because the songwriter knew that the human would have a tendency to complain and worry and get down. But the songwriter said, let me write a song, amen, that's going to highlight, amen, the things that God has done. And so the first verse says, when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And the chorus is, count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, and see what God has done. And that's just a song that will ring in your spirit, and you can sing it while you're driving, while you're walking, while you're exercising, while you're in your house. Just count your blessings. So I'm going to give it a shot this morning. I'm not familiar with this tune, but the Lord's Spirit is going to give it to us. When upon life's billows, you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the day goes by. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and you will be seeing things that God has done. When you look at others with their land and gold, think Christ has promised you wealth and untold. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Come on, let's sing that. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. One more time. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Amen. That's a song, amen. If you can just remember the chord and you can begin to start counting your many blessings, you can start counting the times where God has healed your body. You can start counting the times that God has watched out over your family. You can thank God of the times that he watched over your children, your husband, your mother, your father. You can thank God for the times where you were able to go to the store and buy food on Thanksgiving. You're thankful for the time that he kept you from last year to this year. You thank God, amen, for the job that you have, the life that you have, the strength that you have. The old deacon used to say that the blood is still running warm in my veins. He used to say that I'm still in my right mind. I'm still able to close my foot, one foot in front of the other. Those are things that we can be thankful for. Thank God that somebody called me this week and said, oh, how are you doing? Thank God this week that somebody said, hey, can I help you out? Thank God this week I was able to help somebody else out. Thank God I had someone that loved me, that looked after me, that kept the phone lines going, that kept the text coming. Thank God that I have a word in my spirit from the word of God that I can pray, and I have angels of God stationed around me that will look after me. And late in the midnight hour, I have a Holy Spirit will come and soothe my soul. We have a lot to be thankful. We've been blessed over and over and over and over and over again. And so we just need to take the time when the spirit of depression tries to get us, when the spirit of depression tries to come in, we need to thank God for the blessing that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, that I've been blessed beyond blessed. So I don't need to be depressed. I don't need to have anxiety. I don't need to have fear. But because of the love of God, amen, that he's blessed me with, because of his Holy Spirit that he's blessed me with, I can be grateful unto God and say, thank you, God, for continuing to bless me. Thank you, God. And even though I might not be able to get to the church building right now, that even though I might not be able to go and come like I want right now, I'm still blessed. I'm still able to give you glory, give you honor, give you praise, because truth be known, good God Almighty, if it had not been for you on our side, where would I be? And so I count my many blessings. I name them one by one. I've seen what God has done, and I know that he's a God that doesn't change. And if he did it again, did it before, he can do it again. And so we thank God for his many blessings. Amen. So we want to go to our phone lines for our parishioners, our worshipers. Amen. In this week leading up to Thanksgiving, this Sunday before Thanksgiving. And we just want to say to God be the glory. And we just want to thank God for keeping us. And so we're going to go to our first worshiper. First worshiper, last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good morning, Pastor. So good to hear your voice one more time. Praise God.
Amen.
I give God all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. I'm more than grateful and thankful for this week and what he has done. Truly, he has given me so many blessings. When I look back over my life and think about what he has done, and November for me is a month that my dad died on Thanksgiving Day, and I have a brother that we buried in November. I have a sister that we buried in November, but yet I am grateful for the family members, the other sisters and brothers, that we are able to fellowship, we are able to talk. And I thank God for the family that is left. And I thank God for my mom and my father that told me about Jesus and turned me to church. I am so grateful. And so I thank God for my church family today. I thank God for you and First Lady Kayson. And I thank God for my son. And I want to share this little testimony with you. And then I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. A couple of weeks ago, my son and daughter-in-law were in a car accident. And we were out earlier at the store shopping. And they had dropped me home and their son. And they went out to get some food. And my son hit a deer that was in the middle of the road. Total lost the car. But God spared their life. And I thank God for keeping my son and his wife. And sometimes we're so concerned about people being sick and dying of COVID and everything else. But God just wants us to know that COVID is not the only thing we need to be concerned about. that God is still covering our children. He's covering us. He's covering those who trust him under his blood. He still is a way maker. So I thank God today for life. I glorify him for life because we take so much for granted. And so he just wants us to know that he's still in the midst. He's still in control of everything because he is a good God. And one of the things that he reminded me this week was one of the blessings that I could truly praise him for and count was the blessing of salvation. And I thank God for just letting me to be the sheep of his pasture because truly he's been a mighty good God unto me. And so I want to share just a little bit of Psalm 145. It says, it talks about, I'm going to start with verse 11. Verse 9. Let me start with verse 9. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercy are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the Son of Man his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And thy dominion endureth throughout the generation. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raise up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praises of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Let me go to our next worship. Last four digits, 7971. 7971. Good morning.
Thanksgiving and be safe. Be obedient to what the scientists are trying to tell us to keep stay alive. Be safe, enjoy your Thanksgiving, and thank God for another Thanksgiving, for another day. Thank you. God bless.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Pastor Kason, First Lady. To God be the glory. Good to hear your voice this morning. Good to hear all of you. The Lord has blessed us to see another day, another Communion Sunday, and we're going to just rejoice and be glad in it. For, you know, with his power, he made us, and with his blood, he saved us. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. Give an honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to everyone on the phone line. First and foremost, I'm thankful for all of you. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my church family. I'm thankful for all that the Lord has blessed me with and all that he has blessed me to be able to touch, see. And I am just so thankful that I have a family. I'm thankful that I'm able to get up and be in my right mind, be able to do for myself. There's some that can't, but the Lord is still blessing them. And I just want to say that we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and yes, we do all have a lot to be thankful for. From last year to this year, we have a lot to be thankful for, in spite of whatever may be going on outside of our four walls. We are still thankful. The Lord has given us a mind. He has given us wisdom. He's given us knowledge. He taught us how to pray, one for another, and how to pray for yourself. And we are truly blessed here at Heart of God Baptist Church. We're blessed individually, and we're blessed collectively. And I just want to tell you all, I pray that you all have a blessed giving, and I love you all, and I'm just sending out air hugs and kisses until I see you again. Love you guys.
Amen. Thank you for your Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God for this morning. He has brought me a mighty long way, and I can sit back and I got so much to thank him for. I can't even start out, but anyway, bless everybody that's on the line and have a good Thanksgiving, and bless us to see you next Sunday, and bless you this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, I just want to thank God for covering me and covering my family, for life, for health, and for strength. I want to thank God for my pastor and First Lady and my church family, Heart of God Baptist Church. And I want to thank God for just allowing me to be able to serve in ministry. Thank God for keeping my mind, body, and spirit strong. I just want to thank God for the precious memories of all of those who have had a part in nurturing me down through the years. And I just thank God for, he's just an awesome, mighty, and a great God. He's such a miracle-working God. And so I just thank God this morning for everything that he has done in my life, for what he's doing and what he's going to do in my life and in the life of my church family. So I just praise God this morning for his greatness. God bless you and have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4847. 4847, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. This is Mom Gwen, as usual. I have a list of things, and I cannot talk about all of them, but more than anything, I thank God for my 80th birthday. I thank God that 12 years ago, I went under the knife, and they performed a double open heart surgery, of which one of the doctors said I wouldn't make it, but with my son there and my husband there and my daughters there, they made sure that the staff knew we are Christians. Don't know when, don't know how, but do know our mother's going to walk out of this hospital. That was on October 23rd, 2008. I'm celebrating 12 years of being alive and giving the testimony of how good God can be, will be, and has always been. I love you, church family. Visitors on the line, I love you even more that you thought of us. And I pray that everybody will have a marvelous, marvelous Thanksgiving because God is going to make sure we have all that we need. I love you, Pastor. I love you, First Lady. Thank you so much for being in my life. I continue to praise God for you, and I pray that we all come through all this that is going on to be able to continue to talk about our Father who is in heaven. Love you much. God bless. Have a great Thanksgiving.
For your testimony this morning, we go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 2256, 2256. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good to hear everybody's voice. I just want to thank God for allowing me to get up this morning. Because somebody hit me. I just got so many things to thank God for. Thank him for my family. I thank him for my church family. I just thank him for keeping me, first of all. God has been so good, and I got so many things I can thank him for. You know, he just been always been good to me, but most of all, that he never gave up on me. And that's one of the things I'm so grateful for, because he could have gave up on me, and he didn't. So I'm thankful for that. I'm just thankful that I'm able to make it to this point in my life, you know. And even though we have challenges, we still here, and he's still keeping us. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. Grateful. And I'm thankful. First Lady personally now, because I have a journal that she had gave me this earlier or this past year, and I've been writing in it all along the time. So this has been great for me to have you, because I usually write stuff on little pieces of paper. So I thank you, First Lady, for that. Thank you to all my church members. I love you all. I pray that you all have a blessed Thanksgiving, and that hopefully this time next year we'll be able to see one another again. I'm looking forward to that. So I'm going to thank God in advance for it. Everybody have a blessed week. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3598. 3598, good morning.
God bless. God is good. God is good. God has blessed us. In spite of it all, we're still around to see a brand new day that we've never seen before, and a day we never see again, but God has kept us. I'm glad he's a keeper.
Yeah.
Even when we don't know. When things are around, he keep us in the hollow of his hand. And thank God for the pastor and the first family and all those in our church family and all churches and those on the silent voice that God will and God can. And we will read a couple of scriptures starting in Psalms 100, 3, 4, 5, and Philippians, the 4th chapter, 4, 5, 6. Psalms 103 say, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful, cook God Almighty, to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. In Philippians 4th chapter, 4, 5, and 6. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, cook God Almighty from Zion. Thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. We thank him. We praise him. We honor him for who he is and what he has done and what he is continually being and doing in our life and having us to be thankful for the little things that God has given us, just the air that we breathe, and we're able to have that. We should be thankful not only for the food that we're about to eat. If God blesses us to see another Thanksgiving in 4 days, and those who have gone on from us, and we will never forget them. We will never, ever take it for granted on this end. But don't take things right now for granted, because God still has a way, and it's mighty sweet that we should thank everyone that we know and bless and hug, and even if it's an air hug, or even if it's a kind word, or even a thought, that this too, it should be a day that we're going to understand that we'll never forget 2020 of what we've been through. But all the things we've been through, cook God Almighty, we still have joy. Still have joy? Rejoice and still have joy. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. And go to our next worshiper, our last four digits. 6947. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to say it's good to hear everybody's voice, and that I'm thankful to hear everybody's voice, and that I just pray that everybody continues to just think about what they're thankful for and that all that God has blessed us with. And I just pray that everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Yes, it'll be different this year, but we still have a lot to be thankful for.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4629. 4629. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Like to thank everybody. Sounds like everybody's doing well. And glad to hear it from everybody. This week's been a crazy week, but we got through it. Thankful for God, for my family, for everybody there. For him always providing for us, not only them, but me too. Always giving work, and thankful for having a job and having life this morning. Pray that everybody else has a great day and have a Thanksgiving this upcoming week. And that's it.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kason, and good morning to Heart of God family. I just want to say that this is the season of Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving itself is coming up. We know that the Lord has been good. With all that's going on, I can still hear the same voices every Sunday. So, every Sunday it's the same people praising and thanking the good Lord for all that he has done for them and will do for them. And I just say, God is good. God is good. And all of you must be living well, because he's still watching out for you. And just keep the faith. And please remember to wear your mask and wash your hands frequently and social distance. That's all they ask of you. And just keep your faith. We say keep the faith. We know who's watching out for us. So thank you, Lord, and God bless you. And talk to you next Sunday.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Truly, God has been good, and he has blessed and kept all of us. And we thank him for his keeping power. Thank God for your prayers, your continual prayers. It's so good to be able to hear everyone. To know God is continuing to keep everyone and their families. It's just an awesome thing to know the power of our God. So as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer, we're going to just focus in on what we call, amen, the almighty power of God, his omnipotence. In other words, God's power, that there's no limit to his power. There's no limit to what God can do. God is not restrained by anything. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He has the ability to be able to take care of everything in this world. Because he made it, he knows what's going on, and that he has the ability to be able to handle any situation or circumstance. So let's just focus in on the power of God and realize the power that he has given us inside of us. So let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for today, and we thank you for all your many blessings. And Father, we thank you for your new mercies on today. Now, we thank you for how you watched over us last night. And, oh, God, when we had our eyes closed, we didn't know where we were. But we thank you, God, that you stationed angels around us, God, that we didn't suffer any hurt, harm, or danger. And so, God, we say thank you. God, we thank you that down through the years, we look back over our lives, we can realize there's been some ups and there's been some downs. Some even may say there's been some good days and there's been some bad days. But through it all, God, we thank you that all of our good days have outweighed our bad days, and we should not complain. And so, God, we come complaint today because you have supplied all our needs. And so we come with thanksgiving on our lips and praises in our hearts, God. For it is you who have continued to provide all our needs and continue to make ways out of no ways. So, God, we just say thank you. God, we thank you for Heart of God Church. We thank you for what you've done in the life of our church. We thank you from the eldest to the youngest. We thank you how you've blessed us individually and collectively, one by one and name by name. God, we thank you that through it all, through the tears and through the heartaches and through the pains and through the storms of life, that you have been our constant. You have been our mainstay. And God, we thank you for your faithfulness to our church. We thank you for how you continue to bless us, continue to bless our loved ones, continue to bless our friends, and extended family members. God, we just thank you, God, because if it had not been for you on our side, oh, God, we don't know where we would be. And so, God, we just say thank you today. God, we thank you, God, because without a shadow of turning in you, God, you have stayed there through thick and thin, through the ups and through the downs, God. You have stayed there. You have been true to your word, that you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And so we say thank you, God. God, we just pray that during this time that you will continue to bless all of our family and friends near and far. God, as those journey some for Thanksgiving, we pray that you will watch over them and keep them. And God, those that are at home, God, we pray that you will continue to watch over and keep us. And God, help us to realize that truly every day is a day of thanks and that we should always give you thanks. Oh, God, we just pray now, God, that if there's any sick among us, any under the sound of my voice, oh, God, that you would touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the doctors and the nurses that are on the front lines during this great global pandemic. We thank God that there's news that there might be an effective vaccine on the way. And so, God, we just pray for all the doctors and the nurses and scientists that have continued, oh God, to labor and provide ways where they will be able to minister to those that are sick and help to prevent sickness from those who might be in danger of getting sick. And so, God, we thank you that even though the doctors can prescribe, and we know, God, that there's some who can diagnose, but we thank you, God, that you are our healer. And, oh, God, we're reminded of your word in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, oh, God, you said you would hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and that you would heal our land. And so, God, we thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you that down through the years you have touched and healed our bodies over and over again. And so, God, we pray right now that you would continue, God, to touch, heal, and deliver. Oh, God, that there will be no shadow of a doubt that it is you who healed us, oh, God. And, oh, God, that by your stripes we are healed. And so, Father, we just thank you, God, that in spite of all the things we've been through, oh, God, we still can say we have joy. Joy because we know you for ourselves. Joy because we know how far you've brought us from. Joy because you have kept us through dangers seen and unseen. Joy, God, because we realize that it is you who are in charge. God, because you have all power in your hand. And, oh, God, we know that if you have power, defeat death and the grave. Because you defeat death and the grave, God, you have the power to do anything. And so we thank you, God, for that power that works in us, God. The power of the Holy Spirit that guides us, that keeps us, that comforts us throughout all of our days. Oh, God, we just pray that you would continue to guide us by your Spirit, that you would continue to lead us by your Spirit, that you would continue to pour out your grace and your mercy, that we will be able to sustain and that we will be able to stand. And having done all to stand, that we can stand and know, God, that you would give us the ability to continue to stand. Oh, Father, we thank you again for all that you've done down through our lives, from the youngest to the oldest. Continue to be with us. Continue to bless us. Continue to hold us in your arms. Continue to wipe the tears from our eyes. Continue to ease our burden, God. Oh, God, that we will be able to continue to stay. It was God, nobody but God, that has blessed me. And we thank you, God, for all these and other blessings. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank God for, again, all of your prayers and all of your continued faithfulness toward God, your continued reaching out toward each other in love, continuing to show of God's love and his kindness in your lives. It makes a difference in this world when God's people are like that city that is set on a hill that continues to shine light in darkness. And those that don't know God and the free pardoning of their sin, that the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost will continue to reach out and touch those that don't know him for themselves. Amen? Amen. We are going to go to the Word of God today in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and we want to go to the 22nd chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And as we look at this 22nd chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we want to begin, amen, at verse 14. And as we look at this gospel, we will understand Luke's account of the final days of Jesus on this earth, the final earthly ministry of Jesus on this earth, and we'll see the things that he did during his final days. It's important for us to go back and look how Jesus survived his earthly existence and to see the things and the tools that he used to help him survive. And we all understand that we are Christians on a pilgrim journey and that this world is not our own. But that does not negate the fact that we are still living in this world. And if you or me or anybody else thinks that living in this world is going to be all peaches and cream, then we are sadly mistaken, because the Lord Jesus did not promise that the road would be easy, but what he promise is that he would be there with us. And so as we traverse our earthly journey, like Jesus traversed his earthly journey, we need to look at Jesus as the example of how to traverse this journey, amen, and to do it in a manner that's pleasing to God, amen. And so we'll look at his example, and as we look at his example and we apply his example to our lives, we'll be able to traverse our earthly journey, amen, in a manner, amen, that's pleasing to God. And so let us look at chapter 22 and verse 14. And it says, "And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And verse 15, and he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. In verse 16, he says, for I say unto you, I will not eat any more, eat thereof until it be fulfilled. He said, I'm going to read that again. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And then in verse 19, he says, and he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Verse 20, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And so the last days of the life of Christ, the last days of Christ with Jesus, he did some things that were significant, amen, that allowed him to be able to go through his earthly journey until his earthly journey was completed. And the things that he did was he gave thanks, and not only did he give thanks, but he also continued to pray. And so a few moments this morning, we want to talk from the subject, continue to give thanks and continue to pray. Then continue to give thanks and continue to pray. I'm going to say that one more time. Continue to give thanks and continue to pray. Let us pray. Most holy and all-wise God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. And Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins. Oh God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Oh God, that I might be a pure vessel used by you. Oh God, that the sinners will be converted, the saints will be edified. But most of all, God, you will receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue to give thanks and continue to pray. These two tools that Jesus used allowed him to be able to come to overcome the most difficult time in his earthly ministry. The most difficult time came at the end of his life, where he was betrayed by one of his disciples, that he was taken into custody for crimes that he did not commit, that he was beaten beyond recognition, that he was placed on the cross with nails in his hands and nails in his feet, that he was ridiculed and mocked and called everything but a child of God, that he had a crown of thorns placed upon his head, and that he was treated in a manner that was not like human. And so all of these things, amen, Jesus had to endure in his earthly life. And if you look at the record, the things that he did as he was experiencing these things, as he was going through difficult situations in his life, was that he continued to give thanks and he continued to pray. And my brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but there's no way that we would be able to have made it this far in our lives without continuing to give God thanks and continuing to pray to God. Because what thanksgiving does is it allows us to remember, good God Almighty, how good God has been. In other words, in spite of the situation that you find yourself or we find ourselves in right now, when we can go to the tool of thanksgiving, amen, what it does is refreshes our mind or refreshes our spirit and soul to remember, amen, how good God has been. In other words, it allows us to go back down memory lane to remember that every breath that we've taken in our body, that every step that we've made, that everything that has happened good in our lives, it all came because of God. Amen? In other words, when we begin to give thanks, it puts things into perspective, and it puts it in perspective in a way that we might be going through some difficult days right now, but because I have a memory, amen, of how good God is, amen, that God has brought me from a mighty, mighty long way, that God has brought me through danger seen and unseen, that God has turned so many of my situations around, that God has blessed my family, that God has blessed my church, that God has blessed me to be able to see another day, that I have a perspective that in spite of the trouble that I might be in or the trouble that lies ahead, I can still thank God, amen, for what he's already done. I can thank God for his word, because in his word it lets me know, amen, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. In other words, I have the word of God that I can stand on, and many of you have quoted the word of God today in your testimony, that you thank God that he's been true to his word, that God is the one that has done all these things. And because you have this history in the word of God, you have a perspective, amen, that come hell or high water, that you're going to be able to make it because God is on your side. The record says, if God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. Who can be against us? And when we understand the word of God is a strong tower, is a true beacon, is the root and the foundation of the world of the Christian, you understand that you can thank God, amen, that he may not come when we think he ought to, but he's always on time. And so we can find encouragement in the word of God that we can thank him, that because of faith, amen, we know that, amen, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, our trust is in God, that even though we can't see it right now, we know he's working it out for our good. We know that we have a God, amen, that says that he will work it out for our good. For those who love God and are called according to his purpose, amen, that God's going to work it out for your good. And so before he works it out, your faith will kick in, and you'll be able to thank God, amen, that he's going to work it out. You'll be able to thank God that he's already worked it out, that you'll be able to thank God that while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out, that you can thank God, amen, that if he provided food on my table for all these years, he didn't run out of food, come on. If he provided healing for me all these years, he didn't run out of healing, amen. Because God provided me everything I need, amen, he didn't run out of things, amen, that I need. And so I can thank God, and this is what Jesus did in his last days on this earth, is he got together with his disciples, and he was still teaching them. And as he sat down, he took a cup, and he gave thanks, and he gave it to them. And in other words, God still provided, and they didn't have a whole lot, but He told them, amen, to go. They said, where are we going to observe the Passover? He told them, go, and there's a man with a pitcher. Come on now. A pitcher of water, and tell him that we need to have a place to be able to observe the Passover. In other words, God is a provider. We can thank God that when we didn't know where it was going to come from, come on, somebody, when we didn't know how he was going to do it, amen, God is a blessed assurance that he'll provide, he'll make a way, he'll turn the situation around. He brought them in a place where they had no place to observe the Passover, and Jesus said, go find a man with a pitcher in the street, and he provided them a room, an upper room, where they could observe the Passover. That's the kind of God we serve. When we're concerned and we're trying to figure out, God's got somebody in the street with a pitcher, come on now, that will be able to deliver, amen, what the Lord needs, amen? In other words, there have been times in your life where you didn't know where it was going to come from, and God provided something or somebody that they stepped in, amen, at the order of the behest of God, and gave you that money, gave you that food, gave you that support, gave you that job, gave you that healing, gave you that peace of mind. God knows what we need, and we need to thank him today, amen, that he knows every hair on our head. He understands all of our situations, and if we use the tool of thanksgiving, there's nothing that can catch us by surprise. Thank you, God, amen, that you know what's best for me. Thank you, God, that you know exactly what I need. Thank you, God, that you continue to make ways out of no way. God, I thank you today because you have been my rock. You have been my shelter. You have been my strong tower. You have been my buckler that has held it all together. And when, God, I messed up, you are my forgiver. You are the one that raised me up out of the muck and the miry clay. Thank you, God, that you are all-sufficient Savior in our lives. Jesus depended on giving thanks because he understood, Lord have mercy, that it was his Heavenly Father that was looking out for him during his early existence, his earthly existence. And we need to realize that it's our Heavenly Father that's looking out for us during our earthly existence. And he has never lost a case, and he's always on time. Have I got a witness? In other words, somebody said, won't he do it? In other words, we know that our God is able, and he's an on-time God. And just like when we get to a situation where we feel like throwing in the towel, come on now, we can look back over our lives and see other situations and realize that it's been the goodness of God that continue to provide in the midst of the trial and the tribulation. And so Jesus, when he sat down with his disciples, come on now, and he realized that he was sitting down with the same guy that was going to betray him. Come on now. In other words, he sat down with Judas and understood that Judas was going to be the one that betrayed him, and he understood the trouble that Judas was going to cause. He still was able to give thanks. And my brothers and sisters, it's not easy to know that when the trouble is all about you and sitting right next to you, that you can still give thanks. We get in situations where there's troubles and problems all around us and things that we can see and we can't see, but when we sit down, we can still give thanks because we know the God that can solve all the problems. We know the God that can solve all the situations. That we know the God that can turn things around, and even when evil is around us, we still can have confidence that God is. I say God is a way maker, that God is the one that can do all things but fail. I'm reminded of the psalmist that said, even when the wicked, even my enemies came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell, though a host should encamp against me. In this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and inquire in his temple. I'm reminded of David said that he prepares a table before me in the presence presence of mine enemies. My cup running over. He anoints my head with oil. I'm glad today that I can give thanks in the presence of my enemy. David gave thanks in the presence of his enemy. Jesus gave thanks in the presence of his enemy. I'm glad today that the Lord is on our side, that the Lord is the one who has all power in his hand. I said he has all power in his hand, and the enemy will become your footstool. And God will, I said God will, he will take care of his own. God will make a way for you and I to be able to make it through the challenging times that are in our way. Be able to give thanks in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. So I thank God today that we might have some ups, we might have some downs, but God is still worthy. I said he's still worthy to be praised. Have I got a witness today? God is. I said God is. He's still worthy, he's still worthy, he's still worthy to be praised. So I thank God that I can praise him in the good days, I can praise him in the bad days, because he is worthy of our praise. And so we see Jesus thanking God with his enemy that's going to cause him to be betrayed and get killed. And he's thanking God in spite of Judas, in spite of the wrong that he's going to have to go through. He's still giving God thanks. But we need to focus in on the second part. Is he still, come on now, praying to God? And we see that he says that he had to pray. After they had supped, and after he had observed the Passover for the last time, and after he had introduced the new covenant in his blood with the bread and with the wine, he said that he needed to get away to pray. Come on now. And I don't know about you, but every now and then I need to get away and pray to the Lord, because it is God is the one that gives me strength to be able to make it day by day. I believe it was Paul who said that I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. And Jesus is the one that will give you the strength, because he knows what we're going through. Aren't you glad today that Jesus demonstrated that not only should we give thanks, but we should also pray? And so after he had observed the Passover for the last time, sat down to eat with the enemy and still bless God, he went to a mountain, a place of prayer called Gethsemane. Come on now. Where he would go away and pray and ask God to give him the strength to be able to make it through and carry out the assignment that God had given him on his earthly journey. And I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that all of us gonna have to bear a cross and carry out the assignment on this earth that God has given us. But if we pray and we give thanks, we'll be able to make it through our final journey. And so Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, come on now, it said that he was burdened down and that his disciples went to sleep, and he went and prayed, and he asked God that if it was possible that he would take this cup of these burdens away from him. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, God, but thy will be done. And that's the way we got to pray during these times. My brothers and sisters, it's difficult days that we're living in now. But if we pray to God that he would give us the strength, then not our will, but his will be done. God will, I say, God will make a way for us to be able to stand up under the burden, to be able to stand up under the persecution, to be able to stand up under the trials and the tribulation. Jesus went to God, got down on his knees, prayed to the Father, said he prayed till the sweat came down like blood. But after a while, After a while, God sent an angel. Aren't you glad today that God sent an angel to strengthen him, and he got the strength to be able to stand up and move forward? Aren't you glad today that God will show up on time? He's an on-time God. Yes, he will. You see, when you understand these tools, the thanksgiving and the prayer, these are the things that will cause us and give us the ability to make it through our earthly journey. Jesus was praying. He was asking the Father if it's possible, let it pass. He was sitting at the table with the guy that was going to betray him and cause him to be handed over to be murdered. All this drama, all this political, all this religious drama that was in his life. But he focused in on these two things of thanksgiving and prayer. Giving and prayer. All the drama going on. Murderers, liars, backbiters, manipulators. Satan was even in the mix at the table because he entered into Judas. And Judas went and betrayed him. Satan was even in the mix where Jesus said, Peter, Satan desires to sift you as we read that whole chapter 22 when you get a chance. Satan's in the mess. Judas is in the mess. All of these political and religious leaders are in the mess, conspiring to self-gratify themselves. And Jesus is assigned to carry out an assignment in the midst of Satan's press, in the midst of Pilate and Herod's press, in the midst of Judas's mess, in the midst of the religious leaders' mess, and in the midst of all this thing, God gave Jesus an assignment to carry out so that we could be saved. And it got to a point where he was so heavy and so burdened down. Can you imagine people wanting your life, people lying on you, people trying to possess people, to do harm to you, to cause you to give up. And God sent an angel to give Jesus the strength to be able to get up and to continue his assignment. And I don't want us to not remember that as we're praying, as we're giving thanks, God hears us. Look at verse 42. Luke 22:42 says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. In other words, Jesus is struggling in the flesh. And all of us have a struggle. But look at verse 43. He says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. I don't know if you ever saw that before. I know we've talked about the angels that came and ministered to him in Matthew, the 4th chapter, in verse 11, after he had went through the testing in the wilderness. He said the angels came and ministered unto him. This is what God will do for us. It says, and there appeared an angel from unto him from heaven, strengthening him. In other words, through giving and prayer, God will give us the strength, the encouragement to be able to make it through. And so I'm saying to us today, that the road is not going to be easy. There's going to be some difficult, challenging times in our earthly existence, our earthly ministry. But if we keep thanking God for the victories, we keep thanking God for the things that he's done in our lives, and we keep praying to God, God will strengthen you. That's what Paul said. I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. And we need the strength of God. You'll be able to make it through. So I want to encourage you that when you get down, if you're missing somebody during the holidays or you're missing somebody or people are ill or people can't get to each other, you can't do the things that you want to do, get to a place where you keep thanking God and you keep praying God. And God will come alongside. He's never failed. If he didn't fail Jesus, he's not going to fail us. He's going to come alongside with an angel and give you the strength to be able to make it through. I want you to be encouraged today that God has not forgot about you. God has not forgot about your situation. God hears your prayers. He understands what you're going through. But if you keep giving him thanks and you keep praying to him, you'll be able to make it. We'll be able to make it. And we'll have another praise of thanksgiving. We'll have another praise of being able to see the goodness of the Lord and how he brought us through. But don't forget thanksgiving and prayer. Watch that angel come and strengthen. Jesus had angels at the beginning of his ministry and angels at the end of his ministry. Matthew, the fourth chapter, I believe it's verse 11, that the angels came and ministered to him at the beginning of his ministry. And we thank God, amen, that we can understand, amen, God has not forgotten about us. And when we look at Matthew 4:11, it says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. So that was at the beginning of his earthly ministry. Here at the end of his earthly ministry, in chapter 22 of Luke, verse 43, it says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And so God has angels, things in place, people in place, angels in place that we can't see, that is looking out on our behalf, that will give us what we need. And that's what we need to understand. That's what our faith needs to understand. We can't see it. We know God's working behind the scenes. And just when we feel like throwing in the towel, the angel will appear. The angel will come and minister. After you've gone through that trial, that tribulation, God will send angels to minister to you, to strengthen you. Understand that. They are assigned to you. They are assigned to you. They are assigned to me. And we continue to give thanks. Amen. We'll be able to make it through. Prayerfully, that's been a blessing to you today. Amen. Go back and read the entire chapter of Luke, 22nd chapter. See of all the chaos and the stuff that Jesus was dealing with. He was dealing with Satan, dealing with Judas. He was dealing with Peter, and he was dealing with the disciples. They were fighting over who's going to be the greatest. He was dealing with political leaders. He was dealing with religious leaders. He was doing all this stuff, and what kept him together was thanksgiving and praise. He was still able to institute the New Testament, the New Covenant, the new communion, and he was still able to observe the Passover, still able to carry out God's will and continue to deal with all the foolishness that people were dealing with or bringing about. And he dealt with it through thanksgiving and prayer. Thanksgiving and prayer. Amen? Amen. Go back and read that. Read that and check out that Matthew 4:11 and check out that Luke 22 and 43. And understand you got angels that will minister and strengthen you also. Amen? That's a blessing. You pull that nugget out and hold on to your faith. Say, God, I'm waiting on my strength. I'm waiting on someone to minister to me. Send it to me. But while you're waiting, continue to give thanks and continue to pray. Amen? Amen. As we went through this 22nd chapter, we see where Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper in spite of all the craziness that was going on. He instituted the new covenant in his blood. And as he got together in the upper room and they got together, he sat down with them and observed the Passover for the last time. The Passover was the memory of Moses when he was carrying out his earthly assignment, where God had instructed him to go and to approach Pharaoh to let God's people go out of bondage. And so every year they observe this Passover where the Feast of Unleavened Bread. They would kill an innocent animal, and they would eat bread that was unleavened in a hurry to be able to advance after the death angel came. And they would take the blood of the animal and they put it on the doorpost and the door lintel. And so when the death angel saw the blood, he would pass over. And so they observed the Passover feast all these years until the end of Jesus' earthly ministry, where he became the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, that his blood would replace the old covenant and that he would be the lamb that would shed his blood, the innocent lamb that would shed his blood. And he instituted this during this 22nd chapter of Luke in his blood. And so they observed the Passover, and then he instituted the Lord's Supper. And so this is what we do on the fourth Sunday, is we remember what he has done for us by his sacrifice, by his dying on the cross, by his shedding of his blood, by his defeating death in the grave and being resurrected from the grave by his Father after he's completed his earthly assignment. And so we do this in remembrance of him. And so that's what we come to on the fourth Sunday to do. And we thank God for allowing us to get to another fourth Sunday where we can remember what Jesus left on record for us to do in remembrance of him. And just during this time of year, just remember, amen, all the many blessings that God has blessed us with and continues to bless us with, and thank him for those blessings and continue to pray your strength in the Lord. Amen. So the night before Jesus was betrayed, he sat down with his disciples, and you can go back in that 22nd chapter of the book of Luke. And Jesus found a room, an upper room, from a stranger in the street, and they prepared it for them. They ate Passover, and he sat down, and he instituted the new covenant, or what we call communion. And so let us bless these elements. That was a part of his institution, that he gave thanks for those elements. He gave thanks to God for the meal that they were observed. He gave thanks for the body and the blood that symbolizes his body and blood. So let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for this bread that symbolizes your body that was broken for us. We thank you for this blood. We thank you for this a cup of the fruit of the vine that symbolizes your blood that was shed for us. We thank you, God, that you continue to carry out your assignment even through the difficult times of those that were around you and the situations leading up to your death, your burial, and your resurrection. And now, God, you stay focused. Father, we thank you for providing angels at the beginning of the ministry and at the end of the ministry that helped us help Jesus to carry out the assignment. And God, we pray that as we do this in remembrance of you, that you would continue to station angels and people around us to help us to be able to carry out our earthly assignment. Oh God, that we too would be able to say we were doing the things that are pleasing in your sight. And hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant, that we've been faithful over a few things, and that you would call us up higher to make us ruler over many. And so the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he blessed it. He said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Each eat all of it in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. And after they had supped, he took the cup of the fruit of the vine. He said, this is the new covenant in my blood. Often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For the remission of sin of many, let us drink together. Amen. And the record said that he did not give him a benediction, but they went out into the Mount of Olives and they sang a hymn. So as you go out into your Mount of Olives, remember to Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God has done. As you continue to thank God and as you continue to pray, God will give you the strength to make it through every day in every situation and every circumstance. Isn't that awesome that God is true to his word and Paul and Jesus, and we all can testify that we can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength. Amen. Thanksgiving and prayer. God bless you. Ever and ever smile upon you. Have an awesome, wonderful Thanksgiving. And prayerfully, we'll see you on next Sunday. God bless.